There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're waiting to die. They won't never be free. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. $6,700,033 lights on. You think someone could take the time to sit down and listen to the words of my song? At the beach in Indiana, I was 9 years old. Heard a little Richard singing Tutti Frutti from the top of a telephone pole.
I wasn't hurting nobody.
I wasn't hurting no one. There's roosters laying chickens, and chickens laying eggs. Farm machinery eating people's arms and legs. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. Perfectly crafted popular hit songs never use the wrong line. You think that waitress could get my order right the first time? Back steps, just shucking that corn. That gal's been grinning since the day she was born. She ain't hurting nobody. She ain't hurting no one. I used to live in Chicago, where the cold wind blows. I delivered more junk mail than the junkyard would hold. I wasn't hurting nobody. I wasn't hurting no one. You can fool some of the people part of the time in a rock and roll song. 50 million Elvis Presley fans can't be all wrong. I'm walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket, baby, thinking about you. I ain't a hurting nobody. I ain't a hurting no one. I ain't a hurting nobody. I ain't a hurting no one.
Hurtin' Nobody, the legendary, incomparable John Prine. Wish he was around to say a few things about the times these days. I'm so incredibly honored to know some of his family. I got to meet them through the folk music scene and headed down to Nashville to do something for them as well. It was really cool. We have Morgan Tony on the show as well. Resilience, brand new music from Morgan. It came out a couple months ago, and he was nominated for a Juno for traditional Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year a couple years ago. Really amazing artist, really nice person from the East Coast, living in Halifax. Whistling Pie is the album, and Mitch Rowland is the singer. It's called In the Morning, a song that I hope you really enjoy, that came out recently. And Mitch Rowland is a multi-instrumentalist. And guess who's the guy that he plays with the most? It's crazy. Harry Styles. He's his guitar player and collaborates with Harry all the time. From her Polaris Prize shortlisted album, we're going to play something from Leanne Betta Samoksake Simpson. OK in Dix is the title of the song from the album Theory of Ice. We also have Jesus Etc. It's a Wilco song, but it is not done by Wilco right here, right now. It is featuring Norah Jones, and it is done by Margaret Glaspie, who I met at the Vancouver Folk Festival this past summer. Incredible artist from New York. And here they are with an ethereal version of this wonderful song by Wilco. Here it is, Jesus Etc. by Norah Jones and Margaret Glaspie on the jukebox.
Turning your orbit around. last cigarettes are all you can get, turning your orbit around.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on. This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Julian Taylor here. I'm your host on The Jukebox. Thanks for joining us. That was Fading Fast by Peter Droege. I believe that's the way you pronounce his name. I don't know. I just recently discovered this artist who's been around for a really long time. He just released an album called Fade Away Blue, and that song Fading Fast is from it. But he's been around since the early 90s, and he's from Seattle, Washington. So he's got a great sound. Go back and check out his old albums. I certainly have. One of my favorite producers on planet Earth, and a really sweet man as well. When I first met him, I was really shocked that I was meeting him in the first place, and also holding his gold top Gibson guitar, which is probably worth a fortune, more than my whole entire life. But let's not go down that road, all right? Here is Tree of Tul from Heavy Sun. This is Daniel Lanois on the Jukebox.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.